Hi, welcome to Let's Talk Bonds, the weekly podcast from INR Bonds. I'm Arjun Patsathi. And in this week's podcast, we are now questioning whether rate cuts can never happen this year from both the from across global central banks as well as India RBI. A lot of volatility in bond markets also seen in the beginning of this financial year. The US Treasury yields have climbed up back to where it came from, closer to 4.5% levels, after US inflation data has been consistently coming higher than Fed's target rates. And also that US data has come in pretty strong in terms of employment, in the job creation and unemployment numbers. So all put together, the Fed is also now being more cautious on any kind of talk about rate cuts. They had guided earlier about a couple of rate cuts in this financial fiscal calendar year 24. But with this kind of inflation not coming down to the target levels of 2%, and they wanted to stay there for some time. And the latest CPI reading came at 3.5%. And so until that comes and stays there for some time, the Fed is unlikely to take any rate action at the now. And with the US also going into elections, they would be more cautious at the on any kind of a rate action. Globally too, we have seen other central banks being very cautious, except the Central Bank of China. Bank of China has the People's Bank of China, PBOC, has been forced to take cognizance of the volatility in markets there. A huge amount of volatility. So hence, they are the only central bank that are actually in a rate accommodative mode, whereas everywhere else, even including the ECB, they are all looking at, they're not looking at any kind of rate actions in terms of a cut in the near future. RBI too, in its policy, the beginning of April, indicated that they're going to stick to withdrawing accommodation and till inflation comes to their 4% levels. And so hence, RBI is also unlikely to take any kind of rate action in at least in the near foreseeable future. The reactions of the markets, which were expecting some rate cuts, at least at the end of this year, is showing that markets are slowly giving up that kind of a rate cut action. You have the long-term yields that have fallen in anticipation of rate cuts like rising again. And also the short-term yields are reaction more to liquidity than the rate action or expectations of rate cuts itself globally. So you still have short-term rates higher than long-term rates in most parts of the world. India too, it's almost a flat curve where the short-term rates are almost equal to the long-term rates or just slightly below the long-term rates. So what do investors have to do now if they have taken any kind of rate cut bets? Clearly, the bets they have taken should not have been that any kind of rate action in this calendar year, which is 24. But as we go along, if the if rates are continuing to stay high and the economy is showing signs of overheating, then there could be going forward, depending on how the economy lands, whether in the US or other parts of the world, soft landing or hard landing, then you can see the rates starting to come off, especially at the government bond levels. All put together, there is still a lot of volatility ahead across markets. We are seeing gold at its peak. Then you have currencies that are really in different zones. The yen is at its lowest in many decades. The rupee is holding strong, the Indian rupee. And with a lot of inflows coming in. So there is a lot of liquidity in India. So India does, the Indian markets do seem to see a bit of stability, much more than the global markets. And hopefully this will continue as our economy is seen being seen as one of the better managed economies in the global front. So we have inflation, which is below 5% CPI, but not even close to RBI targets of 4%. But that will take RBI is forecasted that this will be achieved only in the next financial year, that is 24-25. And economy is growing reasonably well at 7%. Stock equity markets are at record highs. Rupee is holding firm at around 83 to the dollar for a long period of time now. A pretty stable economy. Current account deficit is reasonable. So put together, India is attracting capital flows, and that is also keeping system liquidity much better now. So we have short-term rates that have come off from March. We had, for example, money market rates, which were well over 8%, has now come down closer to 7% levels. So that's a kind of liquidity that is being seen in the markets. We also have the elections coming up, and the new government will give a fresh full year budget, which will largely, I suspect, stick to what they unveiled in February, because nothing has changed since then. But markets will wait and watch for any kind of confirmation on what the government is thinking on how to provide growth and stability to the economy along with inflation. So government bond yields are going to stay range bound. We have seen the 10-year yields rising from 7% to now 7.1% levels. And it's going to stay around these levels with a bit of volatility here and there. There would be a search for yields, and the corporate bond market could see some good action as investors look to park money in short-term rates at higher levels. So there could be good demand from institutional investors are seeing good are having good demand in AAA bonds. But the other investors who are looking for higher yields are very comfortable with slightly lower rated bonds, but in the 1 to 2 year kind of maturity, or maximum of 3 years if the levels are good. But sweet spot is definitely in the 1 to 2 year maturity at good levels of yields, which is closer to 10% to 11%. Markets will be searching for these kinds of bonds, and that's where the action is going to be. Platforms like INR Bonds enable investors to invest seamlessly. Investors can actually now invest in just a couple of minutes. They need to pay the money funds to the exchange, and they'll get the bonds into their Demat accounts at the almost a real-time basis. Log into Quick Invest by INR Bonds for this most seamless investing experience possible. And also for financial advisors who are looking to give the best fixed income options for their clients, INR Bonds Partner Portal helps advisors to transact seamlessly for their clients through the NSE RFQ, and which is straight through settlement process, no counterparty risk, and the best in terms of prices and transparency and information. Thank you very much for listening in, and do follow us on all podcast channels.